Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Rinse Annual Results 2011 conference call. During today's presentation, all parties will be in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, the conference will be open for questions. If you have a question, please press the star followed by the one on your touch-tone phone. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the star followed by the two. If you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. This conference is being recorded today, Friday, March 2, 2012. And now I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Anna Fernandez. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the annual results conference call. As usual, I'm joined by Rui Cartacho, CEO, and a couple more people who can answer any questions you may have. So without any more delay, I'll pass the floor to Rui Cartacho.
Good afternoon. I will start by thanking you all for being present at this conference call. And I will make a few remarks on the 2011 results of REN, and then leave you room for some Q&A. The results were in line with our expectations. Net income stayed in 9.4% higher than 2010. The EBITDA was also had a similar result, 9.5 above 2010, and it mostly reflects the expansion of the regulatory asset base and the ongoing changing composition towards higher yield assets. Net financial costs had an increase, which was mostly the result of both the higher cost of new funding and the repricing of some older loans due to the de-rating of the company following the sovereign rating. Overall, this, as I said, was in line with expectations, and we are also showing a reduction in operational costs, which is also an element that contributes to this this outcome. It's important to remark that some of the reduction in costs is somewhat artificially inflated by the fact that we were subject to the budget law, which imposed on all state-owned companies the freezing of remuneratory clauses of collective agreements. And so the monetary clauses of the collective bargaining agreement of REN were temporarily frozen, but they will be reinstalled in after the next shareholder meeting. And so some of our cost reduction was due to this fact. But even so, one part of this cost reduction is the result of our ongoing effort to reduce operational costs, an effort that we are going to pursue in during the year. And there's some projects, internal projects, ongoing for the improvement of operational efficiency, mainly in the electricity area for the year 2011. Concerning regulation, as you know, we had the last year of a regulatory cycle last year, and from the 1st of January of this year, we are subject to a new cycle in electricity, where we expect a significant increase in the average rate of return on our electricity assets. During last year, also a factor of the improvement of the operational indicators is the fact that the change in the formula of remuneration of the hydro land had a significant impact in the growth of the revenues from that source. Recurrent net income had a similar rate of increase as accounting net income, so it was a 9.3 increase. The average regulatory asset base increased by 7.3. The investment was around 350 million euros, which is a significant slowdown versus the previous year. Part of this slowdown, as you know, is a deliberate policy of the company. In reaction to the more difficult and expensive funding conditions. Net debt had an increase of around 200 million euros and was around 2.3 billion euros in the end of the year. Then in the presentation that we put on our site, you have some more detailed description of the evolution of the main variables that contribute to the EBITDA. Maybe I would like to underline the fact that we had a reduction of 3.4 in the so-called OPEX core, which is the OPEX after we subtract the items that do not have to do directly with the management of the company. So either pass-through items or items that are the direct result of an extraordinary treatment, like an accounting change that took place in concerning the consolidation of the natural gas transportation companies, which affected both revenues and costs, and which is corrected when we compute the so-called core OPEX. So core OPEX more or less shows the effort that the company is making to reduce costs, although, as I said, part of this 3.5 million euros is due to the freezing of the collective agreement clauses as was imposed by the budget law, the state budget law. This mostly affected the increase in the nominal wages of workers, and also the variable component of remunerations was zero during 2011 due to the imposition of the state budget law. Then you have the other items. I don't think it's worthwhile to spend more time on this. The breakdown of CAPEX is also displayed in the presentation. And finally, there's an important figure to retain, which is the weighted average rate of return of the total assets of REN, which was 7.6%, which is a combination of rather different rates of return from electricity assets with premium, without premium, land, hydro land assets, and natural gas assets. They all have different rates, and the overall weighted average is 7.6. The last slides have to do with the the breakdown of our debt, where you can see that the average maturity has been reduced significantly versus last year. This reflects the fact that we had very scarce new funds raised on during the year, and so we, by the end of the year, we had 3.9 years of average maturity in our debt. this is, of course, something that is about to change in light of the new funding that we are about to receive from the China Development Bank. Finally, the breakdown of our shareholder structure is shown already with State Grid and Oman Oil, and also a smaller shareholder that that reached the trigger to be considered as a qualified stakeholder, which is Columbia Wenger, that reached in the end of the year 2.0% of the share capital. So the state retains for the moment 11% of the share capital, something that will change when the government decides to go ahead with the second, with the last stage of this second phase of the privatization, something that the government has announced to take place when market conditions are favorable, or are at least more favorable than present. So I think this is a survey of what is in our presentation, and now I would leave you room for any questions that you may want to pose, and I'll try my best to answer.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you have a question, please press the star followed by the one on your touch-tone phone. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the star followed by the two. If you are using speaker equipment, you will need to lift your handset before making your selection. And our first question comes from the line of Carolina Doris. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I have a couple of questions. The first one is if you could give us some guidance in terms of EBITDA, net income, and CapEx for 2012. I also saw on the newspaper today that apparently 2011 dividend will be slightly above 2010. Was a quote from Rand. So if you can give us an idea of what the dividends will be, and if there's any change in the policy of dividends after the privatization. And last question, if you could give us the breakdown of how much of your debt is with Portuguese local banks. Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. Concerning 2012, we are not disclosing any projections as usual. However, the main drivers of our EBITDA and net income in 2012 will be the significant increase in the weighted average rate of return of assets, given that it's the first year of the new formula for the regulation of electricity, so this will show in a double-digit average rate of return, which will be considerably higher than last year's average. Also, the average regulatory asset base will be higher than last year, although we are investing less. The fact that this is an average of the beginning of year and end of year asset bases will result in a significant increase in the average regulatory asset base, and that combined with the average rate of return will contribute to an increase in EBITDA and in net income. Concerning the financial part of our P&L, we will have still a significant increase in our average cost of debt, given, and not so much because new funding is now having an increased cost, which I think that it already reached the most of the increases have already taken place, but some of the increase took place in the last months of 2011, sorry. So that will show in an increase in the average cost of funding because of the carryover of this effect, and because some of the repricing took place in the last quarter, mainly the repricing of the 800 million euros bond related to the downgrades that we suffered took place from December of 2011. So this will imply an increase on the average cost of our debt. But the two effects combined will even so leave room for a significant increase in our net income and in our EBITDA. And so we are optimistic concerning the outcome of 2012. Concerning dividends, we are about to propose, we will soon propose the payout to be approved in the shareholders' meeting. Our proposal will be in line with what we have done in the last couple of years. That is, we will not have a decrease. We will propose a very slight increase in our dividend per share, in line with what we promised during the Investor Day of 2010. CAPEX will stay lower than the peak values that it reached in during 2009 and 2010. It will be somewhat lower even than the CAPEX of 2011. We are awaiting the new regulatory framework for natural gas, and we will resume, hopefully, our investment program in natural gas as soon as the new rate of return is known and it's effective. Concerning the electricity part, we, as you know, it was commented on our last presentation, we have rescheduled some of our projects, and that reschedule will mean that we have postponed several projects. Others have been abandoned, like the ones that were related with the high-speed train project. And so 2012 will reflect this rescheduling and the ongoing freezing of the new projects in natural gas. It's to be expected that with the new boards reflecting the new partnerships with State Grid and Oman Oil, we will revisit our business plan, and we intend to have a revised business plan towards the end of the third quarter of 2012, and it's likely to have new projects mostly concerned with our international partnerships with those new shareholders, but that will not yet be reflected in the figures of 2012. So for this year, it's to be expected a slowdown in investment somewhere. It will stay somewhere above 300 million euros, but still below the figure that we invested this year.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, it is star one at this time. And we have a question coming from the line of Gonzalo Sanchez-Verdana. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I will have two questions, if I may. First one, do you think that the OPEX, the core OPEX reduction that we've seen this year will continue at a more moderate level next year, or it will be reversed through the increase in personnel costs going forward? And then the second question is regarding the acquisition of a stake in the Cabrabassa Dam in Mozambique. Could you provide us with an update of the calendar, the situation, and potential impact that this could have in the CAPEX plan for 2012? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Concerning OPEX costs, I think that we won't have a reduction, an additional reduction in 20, 12. On the contrary, we will see some increase, mostly due to the unfreezing of the personal costs, which, as I said, were subject to the budget law. And from the next shareholder meeting, that will be no longer the case. And so we will have to reinstate the wage levels of the collective bargaining agreement. The non-personnel OPEX costs, we will have two conflicting effects. One of them is that there was some costs concerning maintenance and conservation of electricity assets that were delayed due to a different internal procedure to the contracting of these services, and so that delay is not implies a reduction, but that reduction will not carry over to a further reduction in 2012. But on the other hand, we are about to revisit all of our external service costs in the electricity part of our business, and we will apply very significant constraints to the expenditure on those items. So, all in all, we expect some increase in the OPEX costs, but we still expect to be lower than the reference costs defined by the regulatory body. The percentage of debt on Portuguese banks, I'm sorry, this was still part of the previous question, is now, I wouldn't say residual, but almost residual. We have mostly some outstanding debt with Caixa, which is the largest Portuguese bank. But most of our debt is now, even the loan part, the banking loans, are mostly with non-Portuguese banks. Concerning Cabora Bassa, I expect the transaction to take place in the coming weeks, or at least to be agreed between the Portuguese and the Mozambique, I would say more prudently, during the first half of the year. It's more correct to say that it's to be expected that it takes place during the first half of this year. And after that, we expect the other projects that are designed for Mozambique to move forward. I think that everything is now depending upon the conclusion of this transaction. And the idea is, as it was, for them to purchase 7.5% of Cabora Bassa, of HCB. We have included this figure, this purchase, in our CAPEX plan for 2012. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, it is star one at this time. It is star one to ask a question. And there are no further questions in the queue. I'll turn it back to management for any closing statements.
Okay, so if there's no further questions, I would like to add two more notes. The first one is on the regulation of natural gas, where as you know, this year the regulatory body will move to with a revision of the current regulatory framework for the coming 3 years, and we expect the changes to put the regulation of natural gas more or less under on similar grounds as the regulation of electricity. So we are expecting some convergence between the two regulatory models, convergence, both in terms of their being related or linked to the financial costs in the marketplace, and also in the sense that the weighted average rate of return on assets should be close to each other. That's at least our expectation, and that will be an important fact to take place this year and to take produce effects from 2013. The other thing is that the current management of the company, which is ending its mandate, will be replaced by a new management team, as you must know by now, for the coming 3 years. It's a smaller management team. The first task of the new management team will be to reformulate our business plan with the participation of our new shareholders, and we are very hopeful that the arrival of these new shareholders to our structure will mean a very important value creation driver to our company. I think that the next business plan will reflect our emphasis in the diversification of the regulatory risk and of our growth profile. We will keep our focus in low-risk businesses, definitely, but we will find new businesses that imply growth to the company. So I think that the growth component of our investment story will be stronger, and it will be very apparent in our revised business plan. And I hope to have it ready for approval in the new board of REN towards the end of the third quarter, and then we'll let you all know of our new business plan, and hopefully we will carry out a new investor day towards the end of the year. So thank you all for listening, and any further questions that you may have, you don't hesitate to put it to our investor relations, and bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude our conference call for today. Thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect.